Happy holidays from all of us here at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. This is the DX Audio Service for December 2007, issue number 273. If you'd like to write to us at the DX Audio Service, the address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Telephone number is 360-382-1957. A subscription to the DX Audio Service for U.S. and Canadian members is $28. To Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. To subscribe, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or simply log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and sign up using our PayPal credit card system. You can also sign up to eDXN and get your DX Audio Service for your computer or iPod player in stereo. A subscription to eDXN is only $15. Just point your browser to http://www.e-dxn.com and subscribe online with the PayPal credit card system, or contact Wayne Heinen at Post Office Box 473-251, Aurora, Colorado 80047-3251 if you want to pay by check. Well, let's dash on down to Fort Worth, Texas, and hear from Santa's brother, Mr. Bill Claus.
Well, thanks, Fred, and welcome everyone to AM Switch for the DX Audio Service for December 2007. First of all, call letter changes on 920, a new station in Quantico, Virginia. They've taken the call of WURA. 990 WLHN in Muncie, Indiana has changed to WRFM. 1020 KYXE Union Gap, Washington has changed to KDYK. 1060 WNPC Newport, Tennessee, they've made the switch to WGGQ. 1080 in Coral Gables, Florida, WTPS, their new call's WMCU. 1210 KWMG in Auburn Federal Way, Washington, changed their call letters to KTBK. 1230 KZTS Sunnyside, Washington, changed to KDYM. 1240 WROU Petersburg, Virginia, has made the switch to WTPS. On 1260 in Beverly Hills, California, KMZT has changed to KGIL. 1330 WHGB Marion, Virginia, has made the switch to WITM. 1340 KLKI Anacortes, Washington, their new call KWLE. And on 1480 WYMR in Bridgeport, Alabama, change their calls to WGNQ in your logbook. Since we met at this time last month, several stations have changed facilities. 720 KFIR in Sweet Home, Oregon, they're now on with 10,000 watts during the day, 184 watts at night, all non-directional. 1010 WJXL Jacksonville Beach, Florida, their CP for U4, 50,000 watts during the day, 30,000 watts, is on. 1030 WUFL Sterling Heights, Michigan, a CP to add a tower for a total of three in order to change their directional pattern to balloon shape toward the southwest, while they remain 5,000 watts daytime, is now on. 1250 KZDC, San Antonio, Texas, their CP for 25,000 watts during the day, 2,000 watts at night, two different patterns is on. At least at last report they were testing. The new day pattern is aimed northwest, while the night pattern goes primarily to the southeast. WHEP 1310 in Foley, Alabama, their construction permit for 2,500 watts during the day, 43 watts at night, is on, adding those night watts. 1360 KAHS El Dorado, Kansas, their CP for U4, 1,000 watts during the day, 240 watts at night, is now on. Remember, U4 means two different patterns. 1420 WKPR Kalamazoo, Michigan, a CP for 1,000 watts during the day, 15 watts at night, U4 is on. The night pattern is a duplicate of the day pattern, only quite a bit smaller. 1430 WPNI Amherst, Massachusetts, their CP for U4, 5,000 watts daytime, 11 watts at night, is on. The night pattern is a mini version of that day signal. And 1550 WWBC Cocoa, Florida, Their CP for 50,000 watts during the day, 25,000 watts during critical hours is on the air, nothing at night, and they're using two different patterns. Some actions over the past month, CKOV 630, Kelowna, BC, they have left the air permanently on November 17th as the 90-day transition period with their new FM station has ended. 880 WPIP, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, they've been granted a CP for 1,800 watts, daytime only, non-directional. 900 WUAM, Watervliet, New York, CP has been granted for 400 watts during the day, 70 watts at night, non-directional, moving from Saratoga Springs. 970 CJYR, Edson, Alberta, on Friday, November 2nd, the long-known CJYR in western Alberta went silent. Known as the Fox 970 AM, they left the air as the simulcast period with their new FM on 94.3 is up. 980 WHAW, Weston, West Virginia, they've been granted a CP for 25,000 watts during the day, 49 watts at night, all non-directional. 990 CBDB, Watson Lake, Yukon, the CRTC has approved an increase in power to 400 watts during the day, 165 watts at night, and a change in class from LP to C for this CBC relay of CFWH 570 in Whitehorse. 1120 WXJO, Douglasville, Georgia, a CP has been granted to change their city of license from Gordon, Georgia. They have 1,000 watts, daytime only, non-directional. 1250 WDAE, St. Petersburg, Florida, license has been granted for 5,600 watts during the day, 5,500 watts at night, directional night. Remember, WDAE operates under an STA, which is a special temporary authority, 10,000 watts during the day, 10,000 watts at night, directional, due to interference from Cuba. 1280 CHQB, Powell River, British Columbia. The CRTC has approved the application to operate the new FM station on 95.7. The station to replace 1280 facility was originally approved back in May, but denied the use of their wanted 94.1. 1330 WGFD, Campbell, Ohio. CP has been granted to formally delete their nighttime authorization and be licensed at 500 watts daytime only, directional. Their nighttime five-tower array was dismantled several years ago, and the station has been operating daytime only under an STA. 1360 KBUY, Ruidoso, New Mexico. CP has been granted to upgrade to 9,000 watts during the day, 182 watts at night, all non-directional. 1370 KWTL, Grand Forks, North Dakota, a CP has been granted for 12,000 watts daytime, 270 watts at night, non-directional. 1380 WFNW, Naugatuck, Connecticut, a CP has been granted for 3,500 watts during the day, 350 watts at night, two different patterns, or U4. 1440 WGLD, Manchester Township, Pennsylvania, the CP has been granted for U1, 730 watts during the day, 53 watts at night, changing their city of license from Red Lion. 1450 CHUC, Cobourg, Ontario. They've officially left the air for good as the FM simulcast period is up. 1570 KMCD, Fairfield, Iowa. The FCC database has changed their 109-watt planned to license status, making KMCD U1, 250 watts daytime, 109 watts at night. And a new station in Dalhart, Texas has been granted U2, 3,000 watts during the day and 250 watts at night. Also grants new stations in Alaska, and its city is pronounced either Knik or Nick. It's spelled K-N-I-K, and the official city of license is Knik Fairview. They'll have 45,000 watts day and night with two different patterns. Both patterns, although they're both directed to the southwest, are a little bit different. And the city of Knik, or Nick, is 20 miles northeast of Anchorage. And also new, 1320 in Iwa Beach, Hawaii. CP has been granted for U4, 5,000 watts day and night. A couple of stations have been canceled this past month, 980 WKLF in Clanton, Alabama, and 1520 WHHQ, Elizabethton, Tennessee. Well, some odds and ends and notes from here and there. Carol Bruce, the actress who played the station owner on the 70s TV show WKRP in Cincinnati, has died in California. Hey, another station to turn IBOC off at night, WSB 750. Fines this past month, $1,500 for failure to file their renewal applications in a timely manner to both WLNL 1000 in Horseheads, New York, and KHRA 1460, Honolulu, Hawaii. Well, returning to the air this past month, WYRE 810 in Annapolis, Maryland, and they're simulcasting with 1590 WKHZ Ocean City, Maryland. KDJQ 890 Meridian, Idaho is back on, this time with oldies. KIYU 910 Galena, Alaska has returned, as has KIMM 1150 Rapid City, South Dakota. WDSK 1410 in Cleveland, Mississippi is back, and WMBH 1560 Joplin, Missouri, and WXMY 1600 Saltville, Virginia. Well, my thanks go out to Sean Axelrod, Bill Dvorak, Wayne Heinen, and Dean McIntyre for items used this month, and of course, my thanks to you for listening. Everybody, have a happy Christmas and a very Merry New Year. We'll see you next year on the DX Audio Service. If you have any items for AM Switch or have any questions, please email me at w_r_hale@sbcglobal.net. I look forward to hearing from you. Coming up next, John Bowker with this month's Travelogue.
Well, thanks very much, Bill Hale. Hello, everybody. I sure hope you had a great Thanksgiving. If you're looking ahead to the upcoming holiday season, as Linda and I are.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Now, this is a most important moment in the 20-year history of the Travelogue here on the audio service. You know, I didn't join with Fred and Phil until they had been producing the audio service for nearly a year, but that was back in the middle of 1980s. But almost from the very start of my participation, the format for the Travelogue has been quite rigid. We took one frequency in turn and went right up the dial and then started again in letting you hear the stations that Linda and I had recorded over our 10 years on the road, plus, of course, the many, many recordings sent in by listeners over the years. Well, now, that format has brought some consistency to the Travelogue program, but there have been two things about it that weren't quite right. First, I know from some of your letters that there are times when your interest can wane just a bit. For instance, if you live in the East Coast and I spend an entire program segment with low-power stations west of the Mississippi, it's kind of tough to maintain a high degree of interest or attention. But, and then, of course, in addition, for most stations, I have several recordings of IDs, many sent in by listeners, and they must have spent hours overall just waiting for the top of the hour, and Linda and I struggled in the same way many times. But here is what we did. Starting in 1985, I dedicated one high-quality cassette tape to the collection, and using good recording and playback equipment, I re-recorded each station break onto a master tape. That first tape is a C90. It has 243 IDs on it. And just to keep it calibrated, we now have 82 of those cassettes in the rack. We then switched to cutting CDs at one time, and we have, 11 of those. And then for the last 5 years, we've been using mini discs. I don't know if you're familiar with those. They're just a terrific way to record sound. And we're now on our third box of those, and each box contains 5 mini discs, and each mini disc has 250 IDs. So we have lots of IDs. They're not organized by frequency, nor by city or state. In fact, when we went on a trip, I would make the re-recordings promptly, so the collection on that first 1985 tape tended to describe the route of a trip back as far as 1972. And what this means is that for some 20 years when I assemble a Travelogue program and let you hear one or at most two IDs from a station, you're not hearing more than a quarter of the collection at most. Further, we've now covered the entire dial twice, and in fact, from 540 up to 1000 kilohertz, we've covered it a third time. And still, you're not hearing many of the IDs that we have. So here's what we're going to do starting now. I'm going to let you hear all the IDs, one by one, of stations that will come on a variety of frequencies and a variety of communities. But today's stations were all recorded in or prior to 1985, and there'll be quite a few recordings you've never heard before on the Travelog. And if this works out okay, we'll use this new format in the future. And if nothing else, you'll have to pay close attention so as not to miss a station you might want to hear, even one from your own locality. So we go back now to the spring of 1985, and we'll be driving from New Jersey to Indiana as we begin the December 2007 DX Audio Service Travelog.
I'm John Calhoun, and you're listening to Delaware County's radio station. We give school closings by name on 1590 WQIQ, Chester, Aston.
94 WVLV, Providence.
Mutual News.
Okay, you keeping up with us all right as we head west through eastern Pennsylvania? Well, let's just let the tape roll and move along.
WOYK York, York County's News Authority.
This coming Monday marks the third anniversary of the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. Good afternoon, I'm Danielle Omens, WOYK News.
WFRB-AM now concludes another day of service to you. WFRB operates on an assigned frequency of 560 kilohertz with a power of 5,000 watts by authority of the Federal Communications Commission, Washington, D.C. WFRB maintains studios, offices, and transmitters atop Savage Mountain. As WFRB-AM leaves the air, we invite you to tune to WFRB-FM Stereo at 105.3 megahertz for an evening of fine music and inspirational programs.
WHJB-AM and WOKU-FM Greensburg.
Mutual News. WTKN, Talk Radio 970, Pittsburgh.
Christmas Wish Station, 1250 WTAE, Pittsburgh. It's 7 o'clock.
Good evening. This is Ron Reininger with WTAE News Headlines on the Hour.
Season greetings from WFUN Ashtabula. It's 11 o'clock.
Good morning. I'm Jerry Sullivan, and this is 97 News.
We're in touch with you at Radio 1000 WSUM Parma.
You're listening to NFL football action with the Cleveland Browns on the sports voice of the Firelands, WLKR AM and FM Norwalk.
This is WKAM WZOW, Goshen Radio. It's 4 o'clock and 40 degrees. And now the news via satellite.
This is WRIN Rensselaer.
NBC News at 11 a.m.
Coming up to 1 o'clock in South Bend, news is next.
WASBT.
You're tuned to WONW Defiance, Ohio.
1520. WVOI, Toledo.
WWWE Cleveland, a service of the Gannett Broadcasting Group. It's 5 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Marlene Sanders.
Magic Radio, WGBU-AM Farrell, WNGZ-FM Sharpsville.
This is WKST Newcastle, the voice of Lawrence County.
This is WRRO Warren, Ohio. It's 2 o'clock. News is next.
Stan Temple World and national events every hour of every day with ABC Information News, and it's only on WPXZ. AM and FM Punxsutawney with Auxiliary Studio in Brookville. It's 3 o'clock. And it is time now for ABC Information News.
From ABC News, I'm Kate Thornton.
It's 4 o'clock, and this is WMAJ State College, a good place to be. NBC News.
Lion Country Radio.
WRSC State College.
At this time, radio station WTGC Lewisburg, Pennsylvania must leave the air as required by the Federal Communications Commission. WTGC is owned and operated by Louis J. Meyerhofer and operates on a Canadian clear channel frequency of 1010 kHz with a power output of 2.2 watts from 6 a.m. to local sunrise and 1,000 watts from local sunrise to local sunset. Our studios and transmitter are located at Colonial Park RD1 along Route 15 just south of Lewisburg. We invite you to join us again tomorrow morning.
Oh boy, 7 o'clock, WIOK Wilkes-Barre, the Northeast Music Authority.
WIOK, AM 98.
A great place to be, WOWO, Fort Wayne.
At 3 o'clock, cloudy skies, 40 degrees downtown.
We'll see you back here Monday night after Sports Line at 7. I take that back, 8 o'clock now, or 7:30. One of the two, we have a new format. We'll see you then, whatever the case. This is Someplace Special, WTRC, Elkhart.
Music 1370, the station for the winners. WLTH, Gary.
That's right, that's who we are, okay.
This is Talk Radio 56, your Chicago Blackhawks hockey station, WIND Chicago, Group W, a Westinghouse broadcasting station.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Larry Langford.
WTMJ.
Good morning. At 8 o'clock, 36 degrees, this is Frank Richardson with WTMJ News.
It's just about 30 seconds before 9 o'clock here on WILL Urbana, Public Radio 580 from the University of Illinois, serving Eastern Illinois and Western Indiana from the campus of the University of Illinois. Well, at any rate, this is WILL. Morning.
WMAQ coming up on 10 o'clock, and keep listening to the music to win cash right here at 67 WMAQ Chicago. WMAQ News, I'm Pat Cassidy.
I mean, we know it's unusual, but, you know, is it like some volcano erupted, or did somebody test an atomic bomb in the wrong place, or can we blame it on a satellite? We'll find out after Dick Sutliff reports the 10 o'clock news on WGN in Chicago.
Strong winds are battering parts of Illinois this morning, forcing the closing of a two-block stretch.
WIMS, Michigan City.
Good morning, everyone. The news at 11 is brought to you by America's Steak Expert. That's
WAMJ, something.
Well, if nothing else, we have put the word travel back in the term travelogue. As we used to travel around the country, we had several radios and tape recorders going, and I'm sure you could tell that what we did was play one of the cassettes we had recorded all the way through, and then plugged in another cassette into the master tape, so that you had the same trip at least two or three times, maybe even a little of the reverse part of the trip, too. Well, this seems to work a little bit. Next month, we're going to be taking you on a different trip and at a different time, and we'll be interested in your reaction to see how this sounds to you. Meantime, let's all sit back and relax and listen to Mark Durenberger. Mark?
Since April of 1985... this is the DX Audio Service, a nonprofit organization devoted to the radio listening hobby.
Thanks, John, and greetings, loyal DXAS listeners around the world. This month, we start a multi-part broadcast in which we bring you the mixed results of the very last Colorado band scan as we pulled up stakes and left Grand Junction in early 2006. And by the way, you may remember we left unfinished a beverage report, the Great Big Desert Beverage Project. And we plan to finish that in the future, but for the Grand Junction show, we used a Kiwa Air Core loop and a 2010 receiver, a setup that's probably a lot more relatable for most DXers than our 2,800-foot long wire was. But the results were more real-world as well. But this is what it's like twirling the tuning knob in a suburban garage in a small town where the electrical noise level is probably pretty typical. And we'll start our scan from the high end this time. 1560 is a Cuban clear channel. Bakersfield, California is the only significant signal in the southwest. But at night, when we can hear them at all, they're protecting stations to the east, and the signal is minimized in our direction. And KNZR itself is mixing with the Aberdeen, South Dakota station.
To find out more about your dental health, visit ADA online at ada.org.
KNZR Bakersfield, this is your home for the 2006 election. 1560 KNZR.
AP Radio News.
I'm Camille Bohannon. The U.S. military says three Guantanamo Bay prison terrorism detainees committed suicide Saturday.
1540 is, of course, the famed Bahamian Clear for ZNS. There's a station in Los Angeles pouring its signal out over the fish, and that leaves the frequency open for Waterloo, Iowa at night. We recorded before local sunset, so while KXEL is heading our way here in this mix, so is the station in Los Angeles. Midday, 1530, is covered by Colorado Springs. And later, when KCMN is out of the way, Sacramento starts to come up, although they, too, are protecting signals to the east in our direction.
There's a guy out there with a shotgun,
and he said,
okay, who wants to be next?
The interior of that bedroom looked like golf ball sized holes.
I've been through a lot, and I'm not worried at all.
Average, you can tell us. You start 1530 AM.
When you hit the freeway Monday morning, it's 1530 on your AM radio.
Chris Lane and Kelly Brothers have
live team coverage of the big story, updated weather, and the most frequent traffic reports starting at 5 a.m. and right after rush at 9.
Only on News Talk 1530 AFDJ. The top news, weather, and traffic on the hour, on the hour.
And when news breaks, it's coverage you can count on from News Talk 1530 AFDJ.
In the 6 years we lived in western Colorado, I tried in vain for the Oregon station on 1520, but it was not to be. Oklahoma City just dominates the channel out here.
Go to ready.gov for details on creating an emergency preparedness plan. Becoming a success is hard work. Protecting it isn't. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the Ad Council, and this station.
Laura Ingram, Michael Savage, Paul Harvey. This is Talk Radio 1520 KOKC, Oklahoma City. The news starts now. It's 10 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Stevenson, a man whose name appears in Congress's 9/11 report, who allegedly changed it just enough to get into New Zealand with a student visa and evade terrorist watch lists, has been deported back to Saudi Arabia.
Now on 1510 is a mix of stations. The local powerhouse is in Salt Lake City, 250 miles distant, but there's a co-channel in eastern Colorado and the Phoenix station to deal with as well. And you can even hear some sideband spillover from OK City. Late afternoon, we hear a mix with Salt Lake the winner.
Life in Christ. This is America's best gospel radio. KLLV.
More oldies, real variety. It's Tuesday. I'm Scott Rowland. More back.
The Phoenix station, KFNN, is at right angles to Salt Lake City as far as the loop is concerned, so it's pretty easy to steer away from Salt Lake and toward Arizona.
Call 877-PLANNER or go online at 877planner.com.
1510 KFNN, Mesa, Phoenix, the Valley's only real source for news that matters. At 7 o'clock,
dueling lawsuits in the government's war on terror. I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department is suing to stop New Jersey from gaining access to phone company records on National Security Agency eavesdropping on people's phone calls.
In Grand Junction, we have never heard anything but St. Paul on 1500. Mid-afternoon catch from 1,000 miles away.
Help delete online predators. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Annette Meeks and Kathy Hartnett are the Polichicks.
There's a name for you ladies, but it isn't used in high society.
The Polichicks, Sunday morning 7 to 10 on AM 1500 KSDB.
From ABC News, I'm Neil Fox. U.S. troops are gathering all the information they can find in the wake of the deadly airstrike that killed leading terrorists in Iraq.
1210 is the top end of the former 1A cleared channels. Lots of daytime traffic out this way. KGYN, Guymon, Oklahoma, was the western station, first duplicating Philadelphia's frequency. There are now others, closer. Work with us right now, and you'll hear the flea power signal from Washington, Utah, just northeast of Las Vegas. If you listen carefully, you'll hear the call letters. In protecting WPHT Philadelphia at night, KGYN directs its 10,000 watts power toward us, with mixed results. It's early evening, and those other daytime signals have now been reined in. WOAI San Antonio is the ruler out here at night on 1200. It's another of the former 1As, and even with no other stations interfering, the channel still has some of that background noise that seems common to the quasi-urban listening environment.
The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through June 21st at U.S. Home Depot stores only. Weber grills not included. See store for details.
News Radio 1200 WOAI, San Antonio's number one station for news, traffic, and weather. Depend on it.
At 10 o'clock, I'm Paul Weihander on the News Radio 1200 WOAI 24-hour news center. The news is a service of Behringer Wines, Napa Valley, California.
In the NRC pattern book, we count as many as 9 signals on 1190. The net result was just not worth trying to record. 1180, on the other hand, has stations widely separated, and the directionality of the Kiowa Loop allows us to pick them off. First, Kalispell, Montana.
At Airworks, they won't give you the cold shoulder. They'll treat you like one of the family.
Warm up to Airworks this winter. Airworks, heating and cooling. Across from Herberger's on Fifth Avenue West, Galveston.
1180 News Time, folks. KOFI, 10 minutes into your 7 o'clock hour. No bear law with you. Go back to anything. You're good number 5.
And a nice surprise from California's Central Valley.
Should have been in the first place.
KERI, Green Acres, Wasco, Bakersfield.
Someone once said, always buy a good bed and a good pair of shoes. If you're not in one, you're in the other.
1170 was originally a 1B channel designed to be shared by Wheeling, West Virginia, and Oklahoma. Now there are dozens of signals, although out west, it's only Tulsa.
TulsaHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
News on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks. Talk Radio 1170, KFAQ, Tulsa. Standing up for what's right.
Fox News Radio, I'm Todd Starnes. Still no charges in the slaughter at Haditha, but the lawyer for one of the Marines under investigation says the events are tragic but not illegal.
1160 Salt Lake City is our nearest 1A station, and you won't find anything else on the dial west of the Pecos.
Clear tonight and with lows in the 60s, breezy and sunny tomorrow with highs in the 90s and south winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. 75 at KSL Airport and 77 downtown KSL News Radio. This is Tim Atwater, KSL News Radio.
This is KSL AM and FM, Midvale, Salt Lake City.
Up to 10 inches of rain has fallen in parts of Florida thanks to Tropical Storm Alberto.
1140, another of the 1B U.S. clears, also reserved as a Mexican clear, and again about 36 stations during the day. During the afternoon, we're ringed by a number of signals. At first spin, we copy the 10-kilowatt station in nearby Grable, Wyoming.
Uh-huh.
1140 AM KZMQ, Gray Bull, Wyoming.
And a bit later, that was gone, replaced by 1140 in High River, Alberta, Canada.
Southern Alberta's community radio station, AM 1140. First with inspirational programming. Now, here's Focus Weekend from Focus on the Family.
Coming up on Weekend Magazine, what makes a great leader?
Obviously, the band was opening from Canada. I had left the recorder running. We nudged the radio one notch back to 11:30, and lo and behold, a very rare catch.
Oh, yeah, small craft warnings for the Strait of Georgia, including the Gulf Islands, and the other one has actually now ended for Wanapika Strait. Listen for the marine forecast at 59 minutes past every hour. John Strait is our editor tonight. Vancouver's official station for breaking news. This is CKWX News 11:30, a division of Rogers Communications. It's 10 o'clock.
Vancouver's news station. You're listening to News 1130.
Good evening. It is Thursday, June 15th. I'm Tom Bricker.
And I'm Amy Ryan in Vancouver. It's 17 degrees. Chris is making news tonight.
What's interesting about that is there was absolutely no other usable signal on 1130. Which brings us to the next 1A channel, grandfathered by KMOX. When the wind's blowing just right, we can hear Roy, Utah on 1120, but their signal is obviously pointed away from St. Louis and thus from our listening post. That leaves a dozen or so western states wide open for the St. Louis station.
Like, oh my God, how does this place stay in business? So kids,
you should have known better.
Stay in school. It's all those root CDs he's listening to. KMOX St. Louis back after the news.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. This scenario might cause a few sleepless nights for diplomats, military people, and political leaders.
And that's part one of our Clear Channel band scan, as recorded in Western Colorado in early 2006. We'll continue our story of the signals currently heard on the 1A and 1B clears when next we meet. Until then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. Mark doesn't know this yet, but he's just made my holiday season with a posting he sent, and I suspect some of you are going to be salivating when you hear about this. What is it? It's the big annual record sale with some books at the Music Library and Sound Recordings Archive and Brown Popular Culture Library at Bowling Green State University. It's going to be held at the Pallister Conference Center, which is on the first floor of the Jerome Library at Bowling Green State University in Bowling Green, Ohio. Zip code, by the way, is 43403. When is it going to be happening? Friday, December the 7th from 1:30 to 6:30 p.m. and then on Saturday, December the 8th, from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. What's going to be sold, you asked? Well, LPs, 50 cents and priced. 45s, 10 cents. 78s, 25 cents and a dollar for a album set. CDs, 50 cents and some priced. Cassettes and 8-tracks, 25 cents. Books priced. Magazines, 50 cents. Plus paperback novels, videos, scores, audio equipment, and more. Off-campus payment, by cash or check only. BGSU affiliations may also charge their BG1 card. The Music Library phone number for information is area code 419-372-2307. This is from Bill Shirk of the Sound Recordings Archive Center at the William T. Jerome Library at Bowling Green State University. As you know from our last month's tape, we're still trying to deal with a problem that the post office has caused with its postage increase. And as of right now, we have still not heard from 18 members. If you have a card in with your cassette on this month's edition, please check the appropriate box and send it back to us pronto. It's important to us so that the club can continue to publish without a dues increase. I would appreciate it if you'd send back that card as soon as you hear this message. And I also appreciate all the calls asking us if you can be of any help. But, you know, if you just send back the card, that's all we need. Without the card, it just puts us in the position of having to pay for postage that we possibly would not have to pay for. Also, please don't send any extra money, as we have no way to account for donations or to an individual paying extra on their subscription. Now, some of you have written and said that you're still able to send tapes for 63 cents. One member says he sends tapes all the time for 37 cents, and I can't explain it other than to say that the post office is obviously not noticing it, or a clerk is not aware of the new rate, or you're sending something other than first-class mail. However, in speaking with the post office, if the total thickness of a package containing a cassette is less than 1/4 inch, the tape can be sent for 63 cents. But if the package is thicker than 1/4 inch, then there is a postage surcharge for the item, which runs up the cost of the tape to $1.30. Now, in taking the calipers and clamping onto a package that we send out to DX Audio Service members, it comes in at just under 0.5 or 1/2 inch. So until then, blind members will get tapes sent to them free matter, and sighted members will be sent tapes for the $1.30 postage. Now, this is starting with the January 2008 edition. By the way, one member asked, what if we don't want to send the card back? Well, if you don't want to answer the question, if you're blind or not, just return the card without a checkbox, but at least let us know that you've returned the card. I'll have to assume that you are sighted and your tapes will contain some postage. Also, this does not apply to Canadian members. Ironically, we can send tapes to Canada for a dollar, so this situation only applies to U.S. members. So if you find another card in with your tape, it means that I've not heard from you. And if you find a treat in with your tape on this edition, I received your card. Thank you very much. DX Audio Service members who are blind might want to keep an ear out for this story in future editions, as well as on other magazines. This looks like it might be some cool technology. The NPR Labs and IAAIS is working to give radio anytime to the visually impaired. NPR Labs has received a grant to develop a personalized audio information service for radio reading service listeners. Think of it like a TiVo for radio reading services, says NPR Labs research associate Kyle Evans, who pitched the project and is spearheading the effort. The idea is to make it easier for the visually impaired to hear their radio when they want to, rather than having to listen in real time. The idea involves the metadata in the HD radio audio stream. Using a special software program, individual stories in the audio would be marked so that the receiver would recognize their beginning and their end. Audio detect software would translate enough of the piece so that the receiver could know when the user pushes a button to gather all the dog stories, for example, and then buffer them for later listening. The project is in the beginning stages, although some software would be needed, probably in the HD-R importer, to handle the speech-to-text translation, he said. NPR Labs is partnering with IAAIS on the three-year project. It received this grant this week from the National Institute on Disability and Rehabilitation Research, a subset of the Department of Education. Mark my words, Edwards sees further consolidation and fewer voices. Bob Edwards was amongst the higher-profile faces at this week's testimony to the Federal Communications Commission about media ownership and localism. The former NPR host, now a fixture on XM and heard weekdays on PRI, spoke for members of the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists. Edwards is National Vice President of the Union. Amongst his remarks to the commission, he addressed competition between satellite and local radio, saying, "Satellite radio is, by definition, a national platform. The strength of terrestrial radio and its major appeal is that it's local. When it comes to conveying local information, news, weather, and community events, there is really no competition between those platforms. A national satellite broadcaster isn't going to give local communities information about, for example, their local school board election. And if terrestrial broadcasters continue to consolidate, local communities won't get that information from local radio stations either." Edwards also said, "The drive to consolidate ownership of media seems to ignore the disaster that consolidation has brought to local news and public affairs on radio in this country. The commission should not intensify the evisceration of the broadcast localism as the result of consolidation by adopting rules enabling even more consolidation." He cites examples of the impact of deregulation, including in Chicago, where due to consolidation, CBS Radio ended up owning the two all-news radio stations. Because WMAQ at 670 and WBBM at 780 were the only two all-news format radio stations in Chicago, when Viacom killed WMAQ, it killed WBBM's only competition, leaving the third largest radio market in the United States with only one all-news radio station, Edwards said. Although these moves may have been highly profitable for Viacom, they were hardly in the public interest. "Media consolidation," Edwards said, "has been the enemy of localism in broadcasting. If the Federal Communications Commission wants to enhance localism, it should tighten, not loosen, ownership restrictions." Well, you know, the band that does this little theme for us at the end of the tape, well, they're going to take us over to side two of this month's DX Audio Service with a little Christmas ditty. Take it away, guys.